Support for KPLU comes from Whole Foods Market, hosting blogger, author, and Chicago Public Schools employee Sarah Wu in a panel discussion about the complexities involved with connecting kids with healthy, fresh food at school. Tickets at theconsumersconflict.com.
Beginning our Jazz Northwest today is a new release from Portland, and that's Bill Harris on alto sax. Bill is an alto and tenor player in the Portland area. He studied at Portland State University and the Berklee College of Music, taught jazz improv at Mount Hood and music theory at University of Portland, and has played in quite a number of different settings. This new CD just out is called Inside Out. Bill Harris with Paul Mazzio on trumpet, George Mitchell at the piano, Dave Capteen bass, and Dick Burke on drums. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We have a number of new CDs to share with you today. Flutist and vocalist Bernie Jacobs has a new CD that was recorded live at Boxley's. We'll be listening to a tune from that. We'll next be listening to one which was done a little over a year ago in January 2011. It involved a large number of outstanding Northwest musicians under the direction of Phil Kelly, who did the arrangements for this album of songs done by Frank Derone, Chicago-based singer and guitarist, and Phil Kelly are old friends, and they came up with the idea to do this album together here in the Northwest. People like Brad Allison, Jay Thomas, Gary Schutz, Dave Marriott, Dan Marcus, Travis Ranney, Mark Taylor, Jim Coyle, the usual suspects are all in this band. Randy Halberstadt, Chuck Dierdorf, and Gary Hobbs in the rhythm section, and Phil Kelly conducting the orchestra in music from this new CD, Double Exposure, Frank Derone, When the Sun Comes Out.
When the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane, when that sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds at my door singing like they did before that old storm broke out and my gal walked off and left me in the rain. She is gone, I doubt. If she stays away for good, I'd stop living if she should. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. Well, I'll never be the same till that sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it pour. Well, it may not be long before you hear a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in. When the sun comes out. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. Well, I'll never be the same till that sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it pour. Well, it may not be long before you hear a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in. When the sun comes out, let it rain and let it pour. Well, it may not be long before you hear a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in. When the sun comes out. But
Bernie Jacobs Quartet playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Nice place to listen to music and some good food, too. Bernie Jacobs Quartet and the title tune from the album One by One, composition by Wayne Shorter. Bernie Jacobs on flute, joined here by Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. Before that, we were listening to Frank Derone, Chicago singer and guitarist, recording with a Northwest band led by Phil Kelly. Phil Kelly did the arrangements for this album. Frank Derone and When the Sun Comes Out from the new CD Double Exposure. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up, some music from the Milk Klebe Dectet. But first, I'd like to tell you about a few things that are going on around the area in the course of the next few days. The Jazz Police Big Band play this afternoon at 3 at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays there tonight at 8. Primo Kim will be back at the piano for his regular Sunday-Monday stint, 6 o'clock at El Gaucho in Bellevue. Mindy Aber, the smooth jazz saxophonist, is finishing out her stint at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Scrape, the string orchestra playing compositions by Jim Knapp and others, will be at the Royal Room tonight. And a special benefit concert, Winds for Hope, to raise funds to replace musical instruments for Japanese students who lost them in the earthquake and tsunami, tonight at Benaroya Hall. It features Koichiro Yamamoto, Eric Miyashiro, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Lou Tabakin, and Timothy Saltzman. That's at Benaroya Hall tonight, 7:30. Monday night, Dave Marriott Big Band makes its second appearance at Tula's. This is a new big band led by trombonist Dave Marriott. Tuesday, Lynn Ariel Trio opens at Jazz Alley. She'll be there for a two-night run. She has a new solo album, which is just coming out. As a matter of fact, Tuesday night is the national release date for her new album. We'll be on hand to introduce her at that time. She's also making a guest appearance in a studio session at KPLU on Tuesday afternoon at 12:15. Jay Thomas Big Band plays Tuesday night at Tula's. Nate Omdahl leads a sextet at Egan's. Wednesday night, there's a memorial for the late bass player Chuck Metcalf, who was a real catalyst on the jazz scene for many years. I worked with Chuck on quite a number of occasions in various jazz projects, and he was a very valued member of this jazz community. He passed recently. He will be remembered in this memorial at the New Orleans on Wednesday night. I would expect a lot of guest musicians will be appearing with the Clarence Acock's Legacy Band, the band that plays every Wednesday night at the New Orleans, celebrating the legacy of Floyd Standifer, who played there for many years, who was also a compatriot and contemporary of Chuck Metcalf. Chris Stover is back in town for a few gigs next week, and he'll be playing with a quartet at Tula's on Wednesday night. Monty Alexander opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday. He'll play there through the weekend. Ham Carson at the New Orleans, and Sonando will be at Tula's. Here's music from the Milk Klebe Dectet, and featuring the pianist John Hansen on this one, as well as some tenor sax work from Travis Ranney and or Jim Coyle. This is a piece called Minor Distraction, composed and arranged by Milk Klebe for the Dectet. Thank you. beautiful and very poignant song composed by Lynn Ariel, contained in her new solo album, which is just coming out. The release date is next Tuesday night, the night she opens a two-night run at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. The song is titled Arise. It's a piece she recorded before in an earlier album. As a matter of fact, it was the title tune from that album, but this is the new solo version of it from her new solo album on Motema. Lynn Ariel plays Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley, and Tuesday she will also be making an in-studio appearance here on KPLU, Tuesday at 12:15 during the noon hour. Before that, we were listening to the Milt Kleeb Dectet. Milt Kleeb's arrangements and compositions, 10 of them in this album, recently issued on the Pony Boyle label, something if nothing else. We heard one called Minor Distraction, which featured John Hansen on piano and Jay Thomas on trumpet and the tenor saxophones, Travis Ranney and Jim Coyle. Minor Distraction by Milt Kleeb. Speaking of Jay Thomas, who we heard also soloing earlier with the Phil Kelly band behind Frank Derone, Jay Thomas played the Art of Jazz concert this week at the Seattle Art Museum on Thursday. We were there to record it, and we'll be bringing you highlights from that concert next Sunday here on Jazz Northwest with the Jay Thomas Quartet. Next up, we're going to be listening to another resident of the area. This is music from Lorraine Feather's new CD, Tales of the Unusual. Lorraine has made her home on the East Coast. She's lived in L.A. for long periods of time, and she is very much in tune with the jazz world, and she's a wonderful lyricist. As a matter of fact, a good bit of her reputation rests on her lyric writing, but I think she's also a wonderful singer as well. This is from her new album called Tales of the Unusual. She's now making her home in the San Juans. She's heard here with several different pianists, Russell Ferranti, Shelley Berg. You'll hear Michael Valerio on bass, Grant Geisman on guitar. And this is a tune that she wrote in conjunction with Eddie Arkin, and the pianist on this one is Russell Ferranti. She sets up an interesting scene here. Lorraine Feather, her lyrics, Eddie Arkin's music. Where is everybody?
There's a jukebox blasting in this dive, but there's not a soul to jump and jive. Where is everybody? No one to jump, no one to jive. No way to spend my $1.85. Where is everybody? There's a whole lot of no one on the street. Not a single bird going tweet. Where is everybody? Suddenly got way too much time to kill. The hall scene is calling all cars, there's a maniac loose in town. If we were there, there were people to scare, you can bet we would bring. That woman with the frozen grin. Man, that chick's only a mannequin. Where is everybody? Put a U.S. nickel in a payphone. One friendly voice, and I wouldn't be so alone. The number you have dialed is not a working number. The number you have dialed is not a number. Thank you. Partridge Bell, who turned on the water in that jail cell. Where is everybody? Bet you they've been hiding somewhere. Gonna jump out and give me a whirl of a scare. Women and men, will I see them again? I'm hoping I do, and soon. With no human race, it's like being in space. Somebody, anybody, tell me why my mind has gone so silly. Could be that third shot of rot gut rye or the four alarm chili. Thank you.
pianist Dan Thorson with Spencer Wright on bass, and this is from a new album called Blue Baba. He's also a wood artist. He has a website that's beautiful to check out if you'd like to check it out. babasbulwarks.blogspot.com. B-A-B-A-S, bulwarks.blogspot.com. He says that what he's doing is liberating the bulls from their bondage in the woods. He takes trees that have been taken down for one reason or another, and then he carves bowls out of them, and they're absolutely beautiful. You can see them on his website. And he's also a pianist, and I think it's a very interesting combination to be a woodworker and a pianist. Who Can I Turn To? The song by Anthony Newley. Before that, we were listening to Lorraine Feather and some of her great lyrics from her album Tales of the Unusual. We heard Where Is Everybody? Music by Eddie Arkin and lyrics by Lorraine Feather. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Tonight I thought we'd drop in and see Primo Kim. We haven't watched him for a while, but he's playing every Sunday and Monday evening at El Gacho in Bellevue. Come over and join us if you'd like to and check out Primo at the piano and doing some of his songs as well as those of others, like his friend June Tonkin, whose music we're going to be listening to next. This is from the album Fortune's Child, and this song with lyrics and music by June Tonkin, She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. Primo Kim at the piano and doing the vocal.
She loves me, she loves me not. Leaves me in the cold, then blows in hot. Ah, she loves me, she loves me not. I picked all the petals from the daisies that I bought. Just when I think I'm finally number one, she flies to Bermuda with a guy to catch some sun. I should walk away and just get smart. But the girl's got all I own. She's got my heart. She loves me, she loves me not. I'm in a state of confusion, don't sleep a lot. Maybe someday we will agree. She loves me, tell me that she loves me. She loves me. Just when I think I'm finally number one, she flies to Bermuda with a guy to catch some sun. I should walk away and just get smart. But the girl's got all I own. She's got my heart. She loves me, she loves me not. I'm in a state of confusion, don't sleep a lot. Maybe someday we will agree. She loves me, tell me that she loves me. She loves me.
That's Wellstone Conspiracy. That's Wellstone Conspiracy with Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschell at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, and a tune by Brent Jensen in the style of Lee Konitz. It's called All of Lee, as Lee Konitz might have played the song All of Me. Wellstone Conspiracy there on an Origin release. Primo Kim and Friends before that from his album Fortune's Child, and we heard Primo doing a song by June Tonkin, She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. Primo plays every Sunday and Monday evening at El Gaucho in Bellevue. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. At that time, we'll have a concert by the J. Thomas Quartet, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. The guest will be Sherry Maracle, drummer and bandleader. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.